Yesterday we spoke about how the mezuzah should be fixed, whether it should be upright or whether it should be horizontal, and how it should be slanted. Today I want to speak about another aspect of fixing the mezuzah on the doorpost, and that's how it should be rolled up. And the Gemara Masechet Menachot Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet says that Rabbi Chelbo said that he saw Rav Huna de Karakle Me'echad Klape Shema, that he rolled the mezuzah up from the end of the line where it says Echad to the beginning of the line where it says Shema, so that when you open it, the first thing that you see is the word Shema right at the very beginning. And that's what the Rambam paskens in Hilchot Mezuzah Perikei Halacha Vav, and that's also how the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Yoretz in Reish Peichet Sif Yud Dalet, that one rolls up the mezuzah and in that way, and then inserts it into the case. Korcha Misof Al Rosha Me'echad Kelape Shema. So the number of questions come up as far as this is concerned. Question number one, what if you rolled it up the wrong way? You got your child to roll up the mezuzah. You got somebody else, another member of your family, to roll up all the mezuzot before you put them in the case. And after you put them all in the cases and put them up, you're discussing this halacha, and they say, oh, no, I rolled it from Shema till the other end. You have to take them down and replace them. So there's an Aruch HaShulchan in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Bet, Sif Pei Bet, talking about tefillin, that if you rolled your tefillin up in the wrong direction, does it matter? And he says it doesn't matter, so presumably the din is the same here in Hilchot Mezuzah. What if you rolled it up, though, from the bottom to the top? So it's brought down in Sefer Chovat Hadar that will invalidate the way that you've placed it on the doorway, and you would need to unroll it. But that might be because not so much to do with the fact that you've rolled it up the wrong way, but now you've placed it on the door, and you placed it sideways on the doorpost rather than the right way up on the doorpost. So the lines wouldn't be read in the correct way. Now, another question that comes up, sometimes you see fancy mezuzot cases, and they actually don't have the mezuzah rolled up at all. It's totally open. There used to be one like that at Ben-Gurion Airport. I think they've changed it. But you can certainly get fancy ones. There's an Israeli silver craftsman, Frank Meisler, where you can get very expensive silver mezuzah cases. So they've got a very nice one for $600. It's called the it's called the Shalom mezuzah, and it has the klaf on display. So is that kosher or not? So it's brought down in the name of Chaim Kanievsky that actually rolling it up isn't ma'akev, and if you have it open, then that's also kosher. Proof for this comes from the Levush at the beginning of Siman Reish Pei Tet, where the Levush says, "Yitinam bishvav feret," you put it into the mezuzah case. Why? Kidei shelo tipatach v'titkalkel mahirah, so it doesn't open and get easily damaged, which would indicate that the only reason you need to roll it up and put it into the Shvaferet is so that it doesn't open and get damaged. If it's open, then it will get damaged. Rav Avadia Yosef also has a tshuva on this subject in Yabia Omechet Yoredes Simon Lamed, where he says it's certainly not critical that the mezuzah should be rolled up, and he doesn't even see that it's necessarily the chatchila that it should be rolled up. It seems, in his opinion, that the Gemara is talking about that if you roll it up, then this is the way that you should roll it up. And he says, logically, one could suggest there's actually even a preference to having it not rolled up, because that way you can see the words. When part of the mitzvah mezuzah is that when you encounter it, it reminds you of all the words of Hashem that you have to observe them. So if it's open, maybe that would be an improvement on the minhag. But he says, in practice, you know, we shouldn't. That's not the minhag. The minhag is to have it rolled up, and we should stick with the minhag. But if a person does have such a mezuzah case and they put it up, you go to somebody's house and they've got a mezuzah like that on the door, you don't need to say to them, "Oh, this isn't very good, you need to take it down." Leave them be, because in actual fact, he thinks it is lemaisa 100% kosher. Adkan.